This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency Clancy in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, much less than 24 hours after introducing ourselves to you last night from Jackson Center, we are saying hello once again from Liberty Benton High School in Findlay. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Findlay Liberty Benton, the home of the Eagles. Fort Loramie Redskins play here today. The girls team in action against Division II Liberty Benton's. Fort Loramie, of course, Division IV. We are late in a very good junior varsity game. The Fort Loramie girls lead 35-28 with just over 2 minutes to play. Last year at Fort Loramie, the Redskins defeated Findlay Liberty Benton, one of Fort Loramie's best all-around games of the entire season last year, 51-46. Liberty Benton came in heralded as the favorite, and the Fort Loramie girls outscored Liberty Benton 14-8 in the fourth quarter to overcome a one-point deficit at the end of three and win by a final tally of 51-46. Fort Loramie girls at 8 of 9 free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter to pull that game out. That was win number 19 last year for Fort Loramie, which went on to beat Marion Local a few days later for win number 20. Ava Turner at 8 points in that game, Victoria Mesher 10, Skylar Albers 13, Avery Brandewey 15, Summer Hoying had 5 for Liberty Benton. Gherkin had 15, Irwin 16, Crow 13, and May 2. Three of the girls a year ago had 44 of Liberty Benton's 46 points. And Gherkin returns for the club this season, as does Crow. Three of the 5 starters are back. Findlay Liberty Benton promises to be a tough customer here today. Leading scorer on the year, Lauren Gherkin, in 2 games. 61 points total in 2 outings. And to make matters worse, Fort Loramie is down 2 players, not just 1. Avery Brandewey still nursing an ankle sprain. And we understand that yesterday an injury went to Carissa Meyer. She suffered an ankle injury as well. So to go on the road and play the likes of Liberty Benton, Chuck, with a 30.5-point score, 2 players short, that's mighty tough.
It is going to be tough. It's going to be tough anyway if they had their full roster. But, yeah, it's one of those games where you go on the road. It's fun for the kids. This is something they point to, getting to come up to Findlay to play a basketball game against a really good Division III basketball team. And, you know, Division II, I'm sorry. And, you know, Loramie's going to have to just have a good start, and they're going to have to front and post behind Gherkin and try to keep her at 6-1 from getting a lot of points today.
I might mention that the 3 young ladies who did graduate a year ago for Liberty Benton were Kylie Recker, a 54% shooter, Riley Irwin, the daughter of last year's head coach, who was there for 19 years, Nate Irwin. Riley shot 40% behind the arc. Karis Willow, a tall young lady, shot 61% in the paint. They graduated. But returning players are Lindsay May, Sophia Barbara, outstanding volleyball player who shoots 57% from the floor. Gherkin, about whom we've spoken, averaging 23.5 for her career. She's a senior, 30 and 31 in two games this season. And Addie Crow is back at 40% from three-point land. 2-0 by way of record for Findlay Liberty Benton. Wins over Sandusky Perkins, 51-34, and Tiffin Columbian, 65-14. Fort Loramie is 1-1 on the season. Victory over Anna on Tuesday. A game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final score 49-30. And a defeat suffered at the hands of Miami East last Friday. Final tally in that game was 36-33. Head coach Carla Siegel will have to earn her stripes today. She is an outstanding mentor. But well, she will need support from bench players. Summer Hoying has really sparkled so far this season, Chuck, in two games.
Well, Summer was the fabulous volleyball player, and she's a good athlete. She's really started to shoot the ball really well from about 8 to 10 feet. She has a good form, good keeps her elbow in. They're going to need her today.
Carissa Meyer out with an ankle sprain suffered yesterday, I understand. Avery Brand, a week close, could return to action next week. She is getting over her ankle injury, which is healing. We'll return with more from here at Liberty Benton in just a couple of minutes. We're in the last 55 seconds of the junior varsity game. Fort Loramie girls in front, 40-30 over Findlay Liberty Benton here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
The junior varsity tilt here at Findlay Liberty Benton just ended. Three-point basket by the Eagles at the buzzer counts. Fort Loramie wins by 8, 41-33. It was 4 or 5-point contest early on third quarter. Fort Loramie girls pulled away. A strong performance, tenacious defense, and improved offense over the last two periods. Fort Loramie JVs victorious on the road. over Findlay Liberty Benton. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components. Chuck alluded to them a few minutes ago. Fort Laramie girls need a good start. Bench play has got to continue to come alive. Fort Laramie missing Avery Brandewy again here today. Carissa Meyer out as well with an ankle sprain. And Fort Laramie's got to be ever so conscious defensively of Lauren Gerken of Findlay Liberty Benton. If you can, bracket her side to side, front and back. She's averaging 30.5 in two outings this year for the Eagles. Those are the key building components for these two teams, Fort Laramie and Findlay Liberty Benton. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We'll return with more from here at Findlay Liberty Benton in a few minutes. Fort Laramie girls on the road at Liberty Benton, a D2 program here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Findlay Liberty Benton High School, the home of the Eagles. Fort Laramie Division 4 in girls hoops takes on Division 2 Liberty Benton here today. Fort Laramie won that game a year ago at Fort Laramie, 51-46, 2 years ago here. Chuck, we remember it quite well. There was a lid on the basket. Fort Laramie led late in the first quarter by 6 points, I think, as much as six, and wound up losing by double digits. Missed darn near 20 shots in a row, spanning late first quarter, second, and third. Just couldn't get one to fall, and it was one of those days.
One of those nights. And I'll tell you, you talked about the rims a little bit ago, and I watched during the JV games. These are really loose.
Ooh.
The one on the left, to our left, is much looser than the one on the right. It's going to give you more than the one at the other end. So, you know, that's just something to watch during the game.
They are shaky. A lot of give to them. Plenty of bounce. The ball seems to hop around up there forever. I know Lauren Gerken of Findlay Liberty Benton likes it. She's a great scorer, 23.5 over her career here at Liberty Benton. Lauren is one of our Local Equipment student athlete spotlight performers here today, as is Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. Skylar, a senior, daughter of Brian and Gail, active in volleyball, FCCLA. She'll attend Bowling Green. Will Skylar Albers study business? Lauren Gerken, senior, Liberty Benton, daughter of Ben and Kim, 4.0 GPA, volleyball, softball, where she pitches, plays first base, student council, senior class president. Bowling Green as well, like Skylar. She'll play basketball with Lauren Gerken at Bowling Green, and major in exercise science. Thanks to Local Equipment, those are our student athlete spotlight performers today. We could not be on the air here today without the support of Local, a founding sponsor way back in 2006 and 7. It has continued. Thank you so much, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved, by the way, from LA, California to Shelby County back in the early 1980s. From LA, California to Jackson Center, thus the name Local. A lot of gratitude to all the staff and associates at Local Equipment. We've got starting lineups upcoming for you in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie girls on the road here at Findlay Liberty Benton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G T430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, Carla Siegel, head girls coach at Fort Loramie, has amassed 517 victories now after beating Anna on Tuesday night. This is year number 25 for Carla as the mentor of the Redskins girls hoops program. Last year, she became the 24th girls basketball coach in Ohio to top the 500 victory mark. She reached that plateau right before Christmas in a road triumph over Houston. Siegel's first ever coaching win at Fort Loramie was back in 1999 around Thanksgiving at Fairlawn. Her teams have captured 16 league titles and 3 state championships and a perfect season and a 4th state crown cut short in March 2020 by the health crisis. Carla Siegel, a 1989 Fort Loramie graduate. And even though at times, Chuck, the Shelby County League, it might not be very strong from top to bottom, Fort Loramie doesn't back down in the non-conference schedule, playing the likes of Findlay Liberty Benton, a D2 program, here today.
Well, and that's what Coach Siegel does. She knows that the league, now you're always going to have, I mean, recently it's been Rushi, before that it was Anna. There's always somebody pretty good in the league, but she loads up on her non-conference just for days, like, because when you get in the sectional, again, it's kind of a cakewalk. So you've got some tough games under your belt before you get into the district and the region.
Chad Lieb, spelled L-I-E-B, is in his first year as the head coach of the Liberty Benton girls. For 12 years of Nate Irwin, and his 19-year stint, Lieb was Irwin's assistant. Last year, Findlay Liberty Benton was 21-3 with Irwin at the helm, won a 7th straight Blanchard Valley Conference Championship, and ran an unbeaten streak to 73 straight in the Blanchard Valley Conference. Irwin's biggest success was a 4-year stretch during which Liberty Benton appeared in the state tournament 3 times, and back in 2010, Liberty Benton Eagles, under the previous head coach Nate Irwin, went 27-0 and won a Division III state championship. Former coach Irwin is the athletic director. I've seen him on the sideline, said hello to him. Chad Lieb, the new mentor of the Liberty Benton program. Again, for Fort Loramie today, out Avery Brandewee, still nursing an ankle sprain, and a fresh ankle sprain suffered just yesterday, I understand, by Carissa Meyer. She not in action today either.
Well, one of the spots that Loramie has had some weakness in their first two games is their perimeter ball handling, and that does not do them any good to have Meyer out of today's game. They just got to pick it up. Ariel Heitkamp is going to have more minutes today than she's gotten in the first couple of games.
Yep, well said. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing, very high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Thanks so much to these 3 Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game only on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Redskins return to the floor from the locker room, a couple of minutes away from the opening tip. Should be an exciting game, a good one Finley, Liberty, Benton, Fort Loramie. It was last year at the Redskins gym. Won by Fort Loramie, 51-46. We hope for a tight encounter here today on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up there are probably 25 to 30 rows on both sides of this Liberty Benton gym, which is the host for tournament games come February. It is a big place, darn near a palace, Chuck. Although you forget that this is a Division II school. Fine facility. One of the very best we'll be in all season long. Holds probably, maybe 300 to 400 more than the Fort Loramie gym. We've got 25 to 30 rows on both sides.
Yeah, it's a nice gym. I mean, you got to love the red, white, and blue colors in here. It's very, very bright. And any place that Aaron Kraft played, I'm a fan of.
We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, additional stylist Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, the family stylist for men, women, children. Variety of services available. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It looks like, Chuck, that Alex Rose gets a starting nod in place of Carissa Meyer at guard. Is that correct?
Yeah. Rose is going to start. See, I mean, she plays a lot, so I mean, it just gives them a little less depth than they've had.
So for the Fort Loramie girls, also missing Avery Brandewee, it's a starting five of Alex Rose, Victoria Mesher, Skylar Albers, Jaden Rose, and Summer Hoing. Right away, Fort Loramie wins the tip, brings it down the floor, and drives into the lane in the person of Skylar Albers. Beat the Liberty Benton player to the basket. She hacked Skylar, is at the stripe with two free throws, and the first rolls in, and Fort Loramie draws first blood, 1-0. What happened on the opening tip? Liberty Benton kind of went to sleep.
The tip went to Albers, and nobody got back. She just took it to the rim.
Second shot by Skylar is good again. Opening five for Finley Liberty Benton. Lindsay May, 5'11 junior. Sophia Barbara, a 6'2 senior. Emma Hooper, a 5'6 senior. Lauren Gerken, a 6'1 senior. Addie Crow, a 5'9" senior. Two young ladies, 6'1 and taller, in the opening five for Finley Liberty Benton, the biggest team that Fort Loramie will go up against all year long.
Well, Mesher didn't agree with that call, but you can't stick a hand across the body in front of the official and think you're not going to get a foul.
Foul in the first 21 seconds against the Redskins goes against Mesher. Here's Finley Liberty Benton attacking down below and to our right. Trailing 2-0 after a couple of early Skylar Albers free throws. Oh, here's a lob from out on the outside. Nice play, Addie Crow. Good assist. Fine feed to Lauren Gerken, and she made it look easy. 6'1 senior dropped it in from 4 feet. Here's a missed runner, baseline right by Fort Loramie, but Liberty Benton coughs it up out of bounds. We're tied at 2, 7:14 left first quarter. Alex Rose will throw in down to our left. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone as you use your imagination. Liberty Benton left to right. Ball knocked out by the Eagles once again. Liberty Benton in the home white, red numbers trimmed in blue. Blue stripes down the sides of the shorts. We see a few Eagles players wearing blue tennis. Fort Loramie, the road black, red numbers outlined in white. The red and white piping down the sides of the shorts. Here's Summer Hoing out on the arc, picked up by Barbara, 6'2 senior. Ball rotated to the other side of the floor. Baseline open to Summer Hoing. Lofts up a short 10-footer, hit the iron, kicked away. Liberty Benton got the rebound. Lindsay May down the floor, lobs it across the lane to Barbara. Back on the arc to May, who chucks up a long three, hard, no good. Rebound, scrap for it. Gerken, Summer Hoing. Fine save by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. Game tied at 2. Down the floor to Jaden Rose, and she burrows her way into the body of a Liberty Benton player and draws a 2-shot foul.
Good job. I mean, you take the ball right into the defender, and I'm not sure she didn't get most ball, but they're going to get that call about every time.
Have no chance to make a shot, but well done by the Fort Loramie player. Jaden Rose, who attracted a 2-shot foul. And by virtue of 3 free throws, Fort Loramie leads 3-2, 6:27 to go, opening quarter. Second shot dead center. Good start for Fort Loramie at the stripe. 4 of 4. Liberty Benton walks it up over the timeline. Ball thrown outside on the arc by Emma Hooper to teammate Addie Crow. Crow straight away, long, high-arching three, rim, backboard, no good. Oh, what a rebound shot by Lindsay May. She's got it. Tied at 4. Quickly, Fort Loramie hustling up ahead. Summer Hoing, 25 feet out. Here is Jaden Rose between the rings. Capital L, capital B in blue, outlined in white at midcourt. Here's an elbow jump shot by Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie, kicked off the iron. Weak side rebound to Barbara of Liberty Benton. Game tied at 4. 5:41 to go in the first. Forecourt to Gerken. Boy, she thought about unloading the 30-footer. Didn't. Gave it up to May. Back to Gerken, who rarely sees a shot she does not like. Turnaround fadeaway. 16-footer by Gerken. No good. It's way short. Fort Loramie player Jaden Rose got the rebound. She was banged, jostled about 2 or 3 steps, knocked out of bounds. No foul call. It's ruled Liberty Benton possession. My, oh, my, was that ever blown.
Well, you figure with 3 of them out there, somebody would have seen us. They knocked her out of bounds.
Woo! Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie, which gets called for a foul, or I should say inbounded by Liberty Benton. It went low on the left to Barbara, and she put up a 3-footer was smacked on the elbow by Albers. Couple free shots for Sophia Barbara, 6'2" senior. Spins the ball at her fingertips, in and out. Half the laugh. Heard a jeer from the Fort Loramie crowd. Homered already.
Homered already. Now, when you go out of your area, you don't know these officials.
Second shot by Barbara, way short. There's a correct call on the rebound. Gerken, star player for Liberty Benton, over the back of the Redskin. We're tied at 4, 5:23 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie walks it up the floor. Liberty Benton defensively. Man defense, Chuck.
They're playing man.
Out high as Albers finds Victoria Mesher in the paint area. Little shot fake up strong. No, but she's walloped on the arm. Two more free throws for Fort Loramie, which has canned its first four at the stripe in this game. 5:10 left, opening period, even up at four. Fort Loramie without Avery Brandewee again. She has missed the three games to date on the schedule this season with an ankle sprain. Carissa Meyer, freshly sprained ankle yesterday. Both foul shots by Fort Loramie's Victoria Mesher are pure. Perfect. Right down through the nylon. 6-4. Redskins lead but two. We played 3 minutes opening period. Out high on the right is Gerken. Oh, good overplay by Fort Loramie, which slapped it free, got the tie-up. Arrow favors Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie crowd right down below us. At least a few hundred made the trip from Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton sector across the way with about 300, 350. But a good throng here from Fort Loramie country down in Shelby County, which made the trip all the way to Findlay Liberty Benton High School, which is just west of I-75. Findlay High School to the right off the interstate. Findlay Liberty Benton to the left or west. Little give and go action by Liberty Benton as Gerken hit the driver, Emma Hooper. She was hacked on the arm, not while shooting though. Ball out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Seven fouls in this game already in just over 3 minutes of play. Ball inbounded right corner. Long three-point shot by Addie Crow, deflected by Fort Loramie, which got a piece of it. Loose ball below the basket, goes out of bounds. It's ruled Redskins possession. The officials missed the deflect by Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton bench is hot, wanting Benton to have the ball back.
Well, it was either a block or a foul.
Deep in the left corner, it is handed to Mesher, to Hoying in the paint. Good quick ball movement by Fort Loramie. Oh, nicely done. Entered from the right corner. Mesher to Summer Hoying. Shot is in. 8-4. Good delivery by the Redskins. 4:18 to go here in the first period. Gerken high right. Gives it up straight away to Cora DeHart, who's in. Good volleyball player. 6'2 freshman. At the elbow on the left, it's Addie Crow. Hits a driver down the lane. Runner tossed up by Lindsey May. Wide left, no good. Gerken over the back on the stick back, no good. And eventually a tie-up occurs. Redskins ball. Fort Loramie extremely inspired today against the favored D2 Liberty Benton Eagles.
Yeah, but they've had a good start to the game. This is what they needed.
3:54 to go, opening quarter, 8-4, Fort Loramie ahead.
2-3 now out of Liberty Benton.
Long three, Skylar Albers clangs off the rim, short, no good, strong rebound below the rim. Reverse layup by Mesher, knocked away by Liberty Benton. It's in the corner of the floor, and the Eagles have it. Darting ahead goes Crow, down the floor to Gerken, almost stopped and popped from 30 feet, didn't. She skips it cross court to Hooper. Hooper into the lane to a post player, in off the bench, DeHart. She twists and turns into contact. Shot, no, but a foul on Fort Loramie. Eight fouls so far in the opening quarter, four each way. So we'll have the two-shot situation hereafter in this period. Cora DeHart swishes the foul shot to make it 8-5, Fort Loramie. Good start for the Redskins, which was one of our keys in our pregame segment brought to you by Francis Schulze in Rushi. Second shot by DeHart. Hard off the flange, rebound pinballed. and it goes on the play to a newcomer on the court for Fort Loramie. It is Ariel Heitkamp, 5'7 junior at guard. Straight away, wide open shot fake, Jaden Rose, foul line, tries it, missed it to the right. Rebound, Liberty Benton, throws it off a Redskin player. Nice heads-up maneuver by DeHart, and Liberty Benton gets it back. 3:06 to go in the first, 8-5. Fort Loramie on top, token pressure by the Redskins in backcourt. Ball being walked up now by Emma Hooper as Fort Loramie relents. Heitkamp on Hooper. Aerial guarding. Good switch out 30 feet from the rim. And the ball is shaken loose by Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the floor to the rim. Jaden Rose, she is walloped from behind. She's awarded two at the stripe. Hooper picks it up. Would have been two shots anyway. It's the team's fifth. Nailed in the act of shooting was Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie, who lights it up from the stripe. Not a miss yet for Fort Loramie at the free throw line.
Now, they're 7-for-7, and that was the second foul on Hooper now, so they'll have to make a change there, you would assume. They haven't subbed her yet.
9-5, Fort Loramie up 4. Second shot, swish. 10-5, Redskins. 2:49 left here in the opening period. In backcourt for Liberty Benton, it's Addie Crow over guarding against Fort Loramie. And that's going to send Liberty Benton to the stripe, down here to a right. Unnecessary foul, 60 feet from the rim. And Hooper shoots a pair here for Liberty Benton. 10 fouls in this game, 5 each way. For the final 2:46 of the opening period, we will shoot 2 at both ends. And Hooper connects. 10-6, Fort Loramie. Public address announcer has got two A's in the word Loramie, and
I know he does.
Not an O. Loramie, he says. Foul shot missed off to the right. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Here is Alex Rose up the floor to Mesher on the arc to Alex, left flank. They look inside for Summer Hoyne, can't find her. Now Ariel Heitkamp between the rings. Pulls up straight away. Still appears to be a man defense. Left side pass, it is Alex Rose. Long three-pointer, hit the back iron. Loose ball in the paint, tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Liberty Benton at the 2:21 mark of the first. And it's 10-6. Fort Loramie in the lead. Liberty Benton, coached by Chad Lieb, 12-year assistant before this season. He replaced Nate Irwin, longtime 19-year head coach. Ball lobbed into the post to DeHart. It is tipped away by Fort Loramie, stolen. A lot of body contact. A couple of Redskins hit the deck, no foul, but it is Fort Loramie's possession, ball out of bounds.
I just keep looking at the PSA reminder, and I'm not making any comments on the officiating.
The PSA message that we share with the listeners about the fact that the OHSAA needs more officials, and it shows. We need more. We need more pretty good ones.
We need at least 3 more today.
Here's Heitkamp, head of the key, right wing to Alex Rose, to Hoying on the arc. Left side pass to Skylar Albers. Redskins pretty comfortable snapping the ball around against this man-to-man from Liberty Benton. Redskins lead 10-6.
They've changed into a 2-3 now because I think of their foul trouble.
That's a good idea by Coach Lieb. 1:27 to go here in the first quarter. Ball fumbled in the right corner by Fort Loramie. Scooped up by Liberty Benton, which hustles into the lane. There's a ball thrown up on the run wildly. No good. Hit the back brace. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Hooking foul from behind against Liberty Benton. And these are fouls that can really hurt a team because you walk to the other end. Team foul 6 on Liberty Benton would not ordinarily be a 1-1, Chuck, but with the new rule, it's a 2-shot situation.
Yeah, it is, and then it'll reset for the start of the second quarter.
Mesher eyes the basket and pours in the free throw. 11-6, Fort Loramie, matching the Redskins' biggest margin. 1:15 left to play here in the opening period at Findlay Liberty Benton.
They have one field goal by Summer Hoying, and the rest of them are free throws.
Yeah. You talk about attacking the basket and making it pay off. Free throw, yes. 12-6 Fort Loramie. 1:13 to go, opening stanza. Here's Addie Crow up the floor. Lobbing high post for DeHart. Over the back goes a Redskin player. Personal foul picked up by Victoria Mesher. And is that two on her, Chuck?
That's her second. And you have to understand, she didn't think she fouled, and she might be right. But you know how they're calling the game, yep. So you have to adjust.
Yep, she's had two personal fouls, Victoria has, with which she did not agree. Free throw by DeHart is good for Liberty Benton. It's 12-7, Fort Loramie up 5. 67 seconds to go, initial period. Second shot, DeHart. It is hard. She's 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Good box out of the rebound by Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Jaden Rose. Top of the circle. Right side, Albert. Albers flips it right back to Jaden between the rings. Instructions shouted out by head coach Carla Siegel. Ariel Heitkamp, far left wing, goes into the corner to Morgan Plyman, who's in, a 5'10 senior. Good JV player, has looked well on the floor in varsity action so far this year. Redskins may elect to play for one. Down to a half minute to go, opening period. 12-7, Fort Loramie in the zone. Redskins content to play pitch and catch 30 feet away. Heitkamp back to Jaden Rose. Back to Heitkamp. Back to Jaden. 17, 16, 15 to go. Here's Albers. Here's Ariel. They run a play for Hoying, left corner. She doesn't get it. It's thrown outside the lane to the right to Albers. Short 12-footer, skidded off the rim, tough break. Hit every inch of it, wouldn't go down. Rebound slapped out by Fort Loramie with 6.4 to go in the first. You don't dare give up points here. Redskins line up the defense at midcourt. Hustling up the hardwood comes Addie Crow. Outside to Gerken from 40. Airballs it out of bounds. That might have been from 45.
And it only went 38. That was the problem.
12-7, Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie girls up on Findlay Liberty Benton 12-7 as we start play in the second quarter. Redskins drop a pass out of bounds in the corner. Liberty Benton comes back down the floor. 12-7 matches Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 5. Redskins have been red hot from the free throw line. Dribble drive to Liberty Benton into the lane. Shot put up on the go by Hooper. Crammed on the play by Fort Loramie, out of bounds.
That's Morgan Plyman. Nice block.
Morgan Plyman with a stuff. Findlay Liberty Benton inbounding. Baseline right. Boy, have the Redskins done a job so far on Lauren Gerken, Chuck.
Yes, he's got two. He had the first two of the game for him.
Averaging 30.5 is Gerken. Twisting, turning in the lane. Double, can't shoot. Passes to a teammate, Barbara, who is much too strong from 16 feet. Rebound Fort Loramie down the floor to Jaden Rose. Out back to Albers for three. It missed the rim, caught the net, almost went out of bounds. Save by Liberty Benton. Here come the Eagles, a minute gone, quarter number two. Fort Loramie ahead 12-7. Here's Emma Hooper, 35 feet away, being dogged by Ariel Heitkamp. Had a Gerken on the arc to DeHart. Left side pass to Barbara. On top, Gerken. Boy, she's got freedom. Missed it from 24 feet. Long rebound out near the arc. Tie-up occurs. Eagles will keep it. 12-7 Fort Loramie. 6:52 to play, period number two. Gerken's about 1 of 6 so far in this game, averaging 30.5 per contest in two outings this year for the Eagles. Here's Barber, tries to go back door to Crow, intercepted by Skylar Albers. Out ahead to Playman. Playman streaks in from the left flank. She is nailed on the elbow, going up to shoot. She's awarded two. Fort Loramie getting out and running.
Boy, I tell you, their offense in half court, they haven't needed it because everything they're getting is down the floor shooting free throws.
It is Morgan Plyman at the stripe. Redskins haven't missed at the free throw line in this game. Hope I don't jinx them. Shot by Plyman is good. 13-7. Fort Loramie's biggest margin, 6 points. Ariel Heitkamp performed well in several minutes of action for Fort Loramie. That one lipped the rim and came out. Rebound jerked down by DeHart of Findlay Liberty Benton. DeHart 6'2", Gerken 6'1", Barbara 6'2". Don't think all three have been on the floor at the same time in this game, but most generally two of the three. Here's a long three-point try by Addie Crow. She's open. It lipped the rim. Came out. No good. Rebound Lindsay May. Stripped by Fort Loramie. Loose ball to Gerken. Gerken goes cross-court. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Down the floor to Jiffy. Outside the arc on the left, it is Alex Rose. She pulls up, slows it down. Redskins run offense up 13-7. 2 minutes gone in the second. Albers 30 feet away. Goes foul line to Mesher on the arc to Jaden Rose for a triple. Swish! Swish! Jaden Rose from downtown.
Nice.
Woo! 16-7. Redskins up 9.
Got her feet set that time and buried it.
5:45 to go, second quarter. Here is Liberty Benton's Lindsay May, 25 feet away to Gerken. Gerken, elbow right, long three ball. She counters and matches Rose. 16-10, Fort Loramie up 6. Forecourt to our left. It is Mesher to Alex Rose to Plyman on top. By mistake, Plyman in for Mesher is on the bench with two fouls. Now Skylar Albers. Zone defense, Liberty Benton. Ball thrown across the key. Left side to Summer Hoyne. She's available. It pops it in from 15. Time out, Liberty Benton. Midway through the second, Redskins up 8, 18-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, that three-point make a moment ago by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie was a big Wise Bridge play of the quarter. What a wise play call. It extended Fort Loramie's lead to 16-7. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge. It 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
After the Liberty Benton timeout, Addie Crow called for a foul at the offensive end for the Eagles, who trail Fort Loramie 18-10. 4:47 to play in period number two. Ball thrown high post to Albers. Inside the arc on the right flank, it's Alex Rose. She rimmed it from 18 feet. Long rebound to Gerken of Liberty Benton. Bounce pass. Out ahead it goes on the play to Crow. Back to Gerken. Bombs away. Long one. 28-footer hit the back rim. Went up on top of the board. Danced around. And it's out of play. Possession Fort Loramie. 4:25 left in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 8, 18-10. Biggest lead was at 16-7 with 5:20 to go in the half. Here's Summer Hoying at the elbow on the left. Throws it out high, top of the circle for Jaden Rose. She missed her too high. It goes into backcourt, out of bounds, Eagles ball.
Well, she kind of lost her balance as she caught the pass, and instead of getting herself balanced again, she tried to throw it from down on one knee, and she threw it to Coach Siegel.
Yep, right. Here's Gerken, head of the key for Liberty Benton. Gives it up on the play to Hooper, back to Gerken, to DeHart. Left side pass, May. Here's Gerken rolling off the screen straight away, way short. She is not on here today, averaging 30.5. Has been held to 5 in the first quarter and a half. That's Lauren Gerken of Liberty Benton, 30 and 31 points in the two games so far this year for the Eagles, averaging 23.5 per outing for her stellar career. Fort Loramie slowing it down now against the Liberty Benton zone. And because of some foul trouble, Eagles are forced to play the zone, reluctant to go back to the man. We're down to 3:21 and counting. Second quarter of play. Redskins up 8, 18-10. And Fort Loramie's Jaden Rose holds onto the basketball at the volleyball line, several steps from midcourt.
Now, there's no reason to attack a 2-3 zone when you play better against a man. So,
and you're up by 8 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Here is Jaden Rose, 30 feet away, coming out to guard is Emma Hooper. Rose starts a drive, goes all the way to the rack, flipped it up on the run. It is touched last, out of bounds off of the Eagles. Victoria Mesher back in. Let's see if the Redskins can get something cooking on this out of bounds play. Left of the basket, it'll be triggered in by Plyman. Plyman throws it in, gets it back, shoots the long three, airmails it over the rim, weak side rebound, Liberty Benton. 2:48 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie on top by 8. Emma Hooper on a weave out back. Goes deep right corner to Addie Crow. Crow into the post to DeHart. Muscles up a 6-footer. Bouncing, no good. Rebound Gerken, who went over the back to get it. And she shot in the rebound. Stick back Gerken. 7 points for her. Fort Loramie head to 6. Low post right measure against Gerken. Goes beneath the rim. Reverse layup. Foul. Tipped on the arm was Mesher. Used the rim as a defender. Drew the foul. 2 shots.
She is really perfecting that drive to the baseline with the reverse. And that's the second foul on Gerken.
Perceptive play by Mesher. She's at the free throw line and pitches it up, and it's in. 19-12, Fort Loramie girls lead. 2:20 left here in the second quarter. Glad you could join us here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Both free throws measure right on the money. 8-point lead for Fort Loramie. On the air today, thanks to 3 Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Gerken can't get a shot top of the circle. A little frustrated is she. Flips it near side. And from there, Liberty Benton tries to go high-low with an entry pass. The mark is missed on the inside. The ball sails high out of bounds. Talk about good defense.
Woo. Yeah, the Loramie's playing outstanding man-to-man defense right now.
Here's Hoying. Hoying into the key for Fort Loramie. Tries to hit a cutter, slashing through the lane, and she's knocked off the spot. Foul against Liberty Benton, not in the act of shooting. Team foul 4 on the Eagles in the second quarter, none on Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in foul line to Alex Rose. Open look from 16. It dances all around the rim, and it drops in.
That's that nice rim we talked about on the left side of the gym.
Oh, it is soft. A lot of give to it. Alex Rose took advantage. Biggest lead for the Redskins, 10 points, 22-12. Here's Addy Crow dishing left corner to a teammate on the arc to Gerken. Shot fake against Summer Hoing, who's defended her well. Gerken gave it up to Crow. Crow steps inside the arc, enters it to DeHart, who powers to the basket, strong on the shot, but she's whacked from the backside. Foul against Fort Laramie. DeHart, who's 2 of 4 at the stripe, shoots 2 here for Liberty Benton, which trails 22-12. A minute 22 to go in the second quarter. DeHart spot on the first foul shot. Lead for Fort Laramie is 9. Second free throw is away, and it is good. She bags a pair, 22-14. Fort Laramie in the lead by 8. Redskins attack, forecourt left. Ariel Heitkamp back on the floor. Straight away, Albers into the paint. It goes to a driver across the lane. It's Alex Rose. Flipped it up high off the glass. No. Rebound missed. And the board eventually to DeHart of Liberty Benton. And she's raked across the arm in backcourt by the Redskins, who went for the steal. Foul against Jaden Rose. Only the team's second in the second quarter with 62 seconds to go.
Boy, that could have easily been Gherkin's third foul right there. Yeah, she blocked the ball, but she got all body the rest of the way down.
Yeah, she was protected on that play. Oh, near steal by Heitkamp at midcourt for Fort Laramie. Gotten back by Gerken. Gerken tries a long three, clangs it off the rim, no good. Rebound left corner, tracked down by May, who stepped on the boundary. 44.9 to go, second quarter, 22-14, Fort Laramie up 8.
They're going back to their 2-3. There's no way I would not attack. I would take the last shot here.
Exactly, Chuck. Sit on the ball. You're ahead by 8. And at the very least, penetrate a little bit, get 2 free throws before the half ends. 4 team fouls on Liberty Benton. Clock winding down to 24-23. Liberty Benton reluctant to leave the zone and play man. And Fort Laramie says we'll stall it out the final 15-14 seconds. Redskins up 8. Fort Laramie decides to shoot a long 3 at Skylar Albers. Airmails it, no good. Fort Laramie saves it inbounds with 6 to play. Long 3 by the Redskins from way downtown by Albers again. Off the back rim. Rebound to Addie Crow. Crow's shot from midcourt wouldn't have counted. Short anyway. First half closes. A good initial 2 quarters for the Fort Laramie girls, who lead Findlay Liberty Benton at halftime 22-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Welcome back to Findlay Liberty Benton High School. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck. Before our halftime report, Wisebridge plays, plural, of this first half. Go to Fort Loramie's defense. Man, oh man, outstanding defense. Wise defense by Fort Loramie, which has held in check the 30.5-point score for Findlay Liberty Benton. Lauren Gerken has only 7. Numerous wise bridge plays in that first half on defense by Fort Loramie. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, and state and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, Chuck.
Well, all you have to do is look at the free throw shooting. Loramie 13 of 14 from the line, and Liberty Benton 5 of 10. There's your 8-point lead right there. Rebounding, Liberty Benton a 16 to 13 rebounding advantage, 6 to 3 on the offensive boards, 6 turnovers for the Eagles. The Redskins turned it 4 times. Individual scoring for Liberty Benton, they were led by Lauren Gerken with 7. Cora DeHart had 4. They got 2 from Lindsay May and a free throw from Emma Hooper. They scored 7 each quarter for 14. Fort Loramie, very balanced. 7 from Jaden Rose, 6 from Victoria Mesher, who had to sit quite a bit with fouls. Summer Hoeing has 4. They got 2 from Alex Rose and a free throw from Morgan Plyman off the bench. They scored 14 and 8. They lead it 22 to 14 at the half.
Redskins' biggest lead was 22 to 12, a 10-point cushion with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. That is our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents. One homeowner after another, we lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brottingham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We are here at Findlay Liberty Benton High School, seconds from the start of our third quarter of this afternoon's game between Division IV Fort Laramie and the D2 girls Findlay Liberty Benton. Redskins enjoy an 8-point lead as we start third quarter action. Fort Laramie possession, baseline left. It's handled there by Summer Hoying. Open look from 15. Bounced off the rim twice. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Liberty Benton, which fouls.
They caught on Addie Crow, and that is her third.
Three on Crow. Inbounded Fort Laramie to Hoying at the foul line. Oh, it hit every centimeter of the rim. It skipped around, fell off.
Tough I think break. That goes in on the other end.
That was a tough one. Looked like it was dead center for Summer. Would not drop. And Liberty Benton got the rebound and shot the long three. Gerken right in front of her head coach. No good. Long rebound tapped right back to her. Tries it again. Yes. 27-footer by Gerken after missing a 32-footer. And it's 22-17. Fort Laramie's lead shaved to 5. Early on, third quarter, minute played. Jaden Rose on a weave out front. Fort Laramie starting Mesher, Albers, Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, Summer Hoing here in the second half. Again, Avery Brandewee missing, healing up that sprained ankle. No Carissa Meyer. She suffered a sprain in the ankle yesterday. Baseline left with the ball is Mesher. Crowds her way around Dirk and missed the shot. Oh, what a rebound. Johnny on the spot is Alex Rose for Fort Loramie. What a step back. Alert play by Alex, 24-17. Fort Loramie up 7. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Boy, that was a push-off, 20 feet from the basket, committed by Liberty Benton, not called. Hand off to Gerken. Gerken steps back, lets it go, clangs off the rim, ricochets into the corner, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. But four buckets for Gerken so far, Chuck?
Yes, two threes, two twos.
I bet she's four for, what, a dozen? No better than that.
She might have taken a couple more than that.
Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Redskins have done a superb job defensively against Liberty Benton and Lauren Gerken here today. Gerken averaging 30.5 and two wins so far this year for Liberty Benton, a 23.5 points per game score in her career. Redskins work it around. Ball entered to Mesher in the lane. Driving left-hand layup. Got it. Oh, good ball movement. Who made that delivery, Chuck? What a pass.
That was Rose, Alex Rose.
Alex Rose, sharp pass. And Mesher dove to the rim, scored it. Here's a wild heave up the floor by Liberty Benton. Loose ball, Loramie gets it. Liberty Benton hustling to cover up for the mistake. Fouls. And I'm telling you what, Chuck, two team fouls already in Liberty Benton. Boy, Fort Loramie can get to five pretty quick and shoot a pair of free throws.
Yep.
Leading by nine, wanting to add to the cushion here.
Yeah, the way they're shooting free throws, Liberty Benton, you'd think would pull their hands back. That's why they're trying to play 2-3, but Loramie ain't going to let them.
Here's Summer Hoing outside the arc on the right. Looks for Mesher. Finds her baseline right in a crowd. Reverse layup. Short. No good. She was down on the deck. Tried to make a Houdini. Here's a fast break by Liberty Benton. Driving layup. Yes. On the finish, Addie Crow. Outstanding pass fed to her by Hooper. 4:56 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie's lead is 7, 26-19. Here's Alex Rose, 20 feet away, starts a drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Straight away, Jaden Rose, shot fake. Cross court to Hoing from 16, short. Rebound down to Hooper of Liberty Benton, middle of the floor. Somebody's got to slow her down. Left side pass to Crow, now to Gerken. Pops from 24, got it. Fort Loramie's lead is 4, 5 straight by Liberty Benton. Timeout, head coach Carlos Siegel. Midway through the third, Redskins advantage sliced to 4 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Redskins with possession. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Lead has been shaved down to 4 points. 26-22. It's been as much as 10. Here's Morgan Plyman on the arc near side. Goes to Jaden Rose between the rings. Defensively, Liberty Benton man-to-man, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing man still.
Cross-court pass to Hoying in the top of the circle. Left side, Jaden Rose. Deep left corner, Mesher. Mesher starts to drive. Back to the basket. 10 feet away. Spins. Hands to Hoying. 10-footer. Wide left. Oh, and a rebound by Mesher on the inside. No, it's Morgan Plyman. She's got it. Is tied up on the play. Arrow favors Liberty Benton. 26-22 Fort Loramie, 3.5 to go, third quarter.
Hoying not getting herself set on her shot now. She needs to take a half a second longer and gather herself.
Here is Liberty Benton lobbing deep left corner for Crow. Very bad pass. Saved back in by Liberty Benton. Thrown in the lane to Liberty Benton's Lindsey May. Off-balance hook shot. Wild, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly deep left corner. Albers hands a 23-footer. Oh, that's huge. Huge bucket by Albers. Scoreboard gave her just 2 points. Maybe she was on the stripe. I thought it was a three, Chuck.
It looks like three to me. That's what I put in the book.
Interception by Mesher at midcourt for Fort Loramie. She dashes down the court. Albers again from 17. Bangs off the rim, no good. Strong offensive board by Mesher. Back to Albers. On top to Jaden Rose. Rose fires down inside. Mesher catch, shot. No, but a foul. Good look from out on the top of the circle by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. Scoreboard still says 28-22. I gave Albers credit for a three.
Me too.
And apparently it was a deuce. Nobody from Fort Loramie questioned the scoreboard. Free throw by Victoria Mesher. Got it. 29-22. Fort Loramie up 7. Barbara in for May for Liberty Benton. And you talk about size on the court now, Chuck. Wow. Barbara, Gherkin, and May. And they stand 5'11", 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah. that's a good size lineup. And then we watched Gherkin's sister Megan play in the JV game. She's going to be pretty good, too.
Uh-huh. Both free throws on the money for Victoria Mesher for Fort Loramie. Four straight for the Redskins, who lead 30-22. Here is Gherkin with the ball. Goes cross-court. Drive by Liberty Benton's Crow from the right corner. Late dish into the paint to DeHart. Her arm is grabbed. Is she awarded two, or is it ball out of bounds? It is a couple shots coming for DeHart, who's been pretty good at the line. 4 of 6, 8-point lead for Fort Loramie. 2:26 to go, third quarter. DeHart swishes at the charity stripe. 30-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot by DeHart. Dips the knees. In again. He's got a good stroke at the free throw line for the Eagles, who have cut the Fort Loramie advantage to 6, 30-24. Here is Jaden Rose, near side, Ariel Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Ball rotated around the top of the circle. Summer Hoying's got it. Baseline left. There's a 10-footer. It is bouncing. No good. Whistle blew as she drove. Don't think she was fouled in the act. Shot missed. Crow picked up her fourth for Liberty Benton. The officials look at each other and award the ball to Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the hoop. 2:12 to go, third quarter. Mesher back on the court for Hoying for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into Heitkamp straight away. Big possession for the Redskins. Up 6. 2 minutes left, third quarter of action. Ball thrown near side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp's got Gherkin on her, 30 feet away. Cross court to Alex Rose, looks for the cutter. Straight away to Jaden. Near side pass, Mesher. Mesher finds a player wide open in the lane. It's Heitkamp. Shot bank, no good. Strong offensive rebound by Fort Loramie's Alex Rose. And she is swarmed from behind and fouled. Team foul 5 on Liberty Benton. Couple of free throws here for the Redskins, who try to make hay at the stripe.
4 fouls on May.
May's got 4. Crow's got 4 for Liberty Benton. Free throw good by Fort Loramie. Shot trained by Alex Rose. 7-point lead, 31-24. I stand corrected on that shot a few minutes ago by Skylar Albers. I thought it was a three all the way. It was a two. 32-24. Both foul shots connected by Alex Rose of the Redskins.
17 of 18 from the line of the Redskins.
Oh, man, that will win you some ball games. Deep three, Gerken, right corner in front of the end of the Eagles bench. Got it from almost out of bounds. And Liberty Benton gets a timeout. 32-27, Fort Loramie, late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And don't forget, Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Good teamwork by Fort Loramie. What a pass. Hoying, a delivery into the paint, then a feed to Mesher, who dropped it in, cutting across the bottom of the key. Redskins up 7, 34-27. Stutter step on the arc, picking up her pivot foot was the Liberty Benton player, a travel committed by Megan Gerken, who's come in. A minute 9 to go in the third. Key stretch here for both teams. Redskins try to advance the lead. Here's Heitkamp out high. That is Summer Hoying. Hoying on the left-hand bounce. Stops her dribble. Comes back near wing to Jaden Rose. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead to 7. Bounce pass to Heitkamp. Popping out to catch. Straight away is Morgan Plyman. Gives it up on the arc. Left wing to Mesher. Mesher backpedals. Here's Ariel Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Half minute to go, third quarter. Might as well play for one at this point. Head coach Carla Siegel barking out play calls. 24, 23 seconds to go. Heitkamp, Mesher gets it. Baseline left, fell out of bounds. Threw it back into Heitkamp. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Look out! It's good! It's good! Jaden Rose buried the bomb. Fort Loramie up 10. 10 seconds to play, third quarter. Got to find Gerken. There she is, 30 feet out. Ball tipped on the play by Hoying. Gerken's got the ball right in front of the coach. 40-footer. Missed it. No good. Third quarter's in the books. Fine finish to the third period for Fort Loramie, which got the three from Rose and denied Gerken. Redskins up 10, 37-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. One bargain after another at Goffney. Family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney, Goffney Furniture and Mattress. What a finish to the third quarter for the Redskins girls, Chuck.
They've shot free throws extremely well, and that quarter they made four baskets, which they only had four baskets in the first half. So, they picked up the pace.
Redskins have parlayed 8 field goals and terrific free throw shooting today into a 10-point lead. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Here's a three try by Skylar Albers. Missed it off the iron. Rebound down to Gerken of Liberty Benton. She dribbled 60 feet and coughed it up. Fort Loramie with a fast break the other way in transition, and the Redskins heave it out of bounds.
That's a good thought, but that's a tough catch to make on the run like it.
Yep. 37-27 here in the fourth. 7:30 left to go in this game. We start anew. Team foul, 0-0. First team to five gives up a two-shot situation to the other club. Here's a good pass on the play by Liberty Benton. Entered from the right wing. Hooper inside to DeHart, who's having a nice game, and she finishes from 3 feet. It hung on the rim. Kerplunk. It fell through. Fort Loramie's lead is 8, 37-29. Here is Heitkamp, 30 feet out. Coming out to get the ball is Hoing. Hoing looks for the cutter. Redskin player falls down in the lane. It's Albers who gets back up. Near side to Mesher. Open baseline right as Hoing doesn't shoot. On the arc to Mesher. 6:46 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 37. Liberty Benton 29. Redskins trying to knock off the D2 powerhouse. Heitkamp, 35 feet out, hits a cutter, Mesher. Mesher shot, fake around, DeHart, scores it, plus a foul. Mesher to the stripe. Oh, is she looking good?
Yeah, she's having a heck of an offensive start to the season this year.
Woo. What a play there by Victoria Mesher. Fort Loramie passing crisply and cutting sharply to the rim.
Boy, how strong was that to get that up?
Uh-oh, free throws long, no good. Rebound is Mesher's in the corner. Another foul against Liberty Benton. Two quick fouls on Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie possession, baseline to the right of the rim. Redskins up 10, 6.5 to go in the game. Heitkamp on the arc. Straight away, Summer Hoing. Right wing, three-point shooter, Jaden Rose, strong. Weak side rebound, Summer Hoing. On the arc to Albers, steps inside it, missed the 16-footer. Rebound gobbled up by Gerken of Liberty Benton. Here she comes, got to slow her down. Dribbling into the forecourt. On the arc, looks for help. Goes near side on the play to Emma Hooper. Back to Gerken from 25. Clangs off the rim. Good rebound on the play by Fort Loramie, Skylar Albers. 6 minutes to go in the game. Redskins up 10 with the ball. Midcourt, it's Jaden Rose. Rose checked by Hooper. Down the right side to Albers. Coming out to catch Ariel Heitkamp. Left side, Summer Hoing. DeHart on her. Between the rings, handled by Victoria Mesher. 5:40 to go in the game. Redskins up 10 over D2 Liberty Benton. Oh, here's a great lob. Summer Hoing hits Mesher. The catch, the shot. It is in. 12-point game. Biggest spread. 41-29.
With 16 for Mesher.
Woo! 5:28 to go in the contest. What do we have? A foul away from the ball against Fort Loramie. While Liberty Benton handled it in half court. Boy, Fort Loramie's passing and cutting extraordinarily good here today. The lead is 12, 41-29. Liberty Benton now in some trouble, having committed two fouls already in the fourth period. Liberty Benton went zone much of the first half. Has got to finish man-to-man. Down 12. Gerken's got the ball 35 feet away. Going on her. Head of the key, DeHart. In the lane to Barbara. Right side pass to the three-point shooter. It is missed on the play. Strong by Emma Hooper. Rebound poked away. Stolen by Fort Loramie.
Good job by Alex Rose to come steal that rebound.
Here's Rose down the floor to Albers. Albers to Jaden Rose. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Early on, fourth quarter, Redskins up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Fort Loramie girls succeeding so far here today through the first 27 minutes of this game, 41-29 over Liberty Benton, without Avery Brandewee, without Carissa Meyer. Inbounds play, long cross-court pass for Summer Hoying. Shot it, missed it. Redskins got the rebound and stretch out the possession. Over-guarding foul, Liberty Benton, top of the circle, committed by Hooper. Team foul three on the Eagles. Her fourth, third Liberty Benton player to commit four personals in this game. Inbounding for Fort Loramie. Side court, it's Alex Rose. Goes to midcourt to Jaden, who caught the ball, almost took an extra step or two, and went into the backcourt, did not. Caught herself. Redskins have it. Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, top of the key, left side pass, Summer Hoying. Baseline left is Alex, leans in, shoots the eight-footer. It is blocked on the play by Liberty Benton, and it goes off the hip of the Fort Loramie player out of bounds. 4:22 to go in the fourth. Redskins ahead by 12. Head coach Carlos Siegel subbing, trying to keep a fairly fresh five on the court as much as possible. High post, it's DeHart, left corner, Gerken, step back, three on the way, air ball. What a rebound taken out of the air on the play by Skylar Alvarez of Fort Loramie. Darts into the half court, gave it up, got it back. Redskins run clock, 4 minutes even left here in the fourth. 41-29, Fort Loramie girls trying to stun D2 Liberty Benton. Top of the circle, it is Alex Rose into the post to Mesher, around Barbara. Foul by the 6'2", Barbara. Couple of free throws coming for Fort Loramie, which has been splendid at the stripe. How splendid is that, Chuck, in free throws for Fort Loramie?
They are 17 of 19 right now.
Woo! Red hot. And Mesher continues the string. One stroke after another at the free throw line for Fort Loramie. The shots going down left and right. 13-point cushion. Biggest advantage of this game, 42-29 with 3:48 to go in the fourth. Second free throw by Victoria Mesher on the way. Swish again. 43-29. 3:45 to play. Liberty Benton may have to resort to a barrage of threes. Into the forecourt for the Eagles. It's Lindsey May. Feeds right corner to teammate Addie Crow. Crow jettisons a three. It hit the rim, kicked into the corner. Liberty Benton saves it, but they're out of bounds.
Yep, May had a nice offensive rebound there, but she landed on the stripe.
Fort Loramie possession. Redskins up 14. Pressure backcourt, Liberty Benton, and they hook Jaden Rose. Team foul five. Rose shoots two. And here, Chuck, is where that five team foul thing can really haunt the team that's trailing. You foul to catch up and you send the other club to the stripe on the fifth foul for two free throws. No one and one at seven. Two shots on the fifth in each quarter. And so far, this has not been a day you want to foul Fort Loramie.
No, Hooper just fouled out. That was her fifth.
Free throw, Redskins, swish. And so many of these shots by Fort Loramie not hitting the rim. It is a clinic at the stripe. The NBA should be here. Both shots dead center. My gosh. Brilliant free throw shooting by Fort Loramie, which leads by 16, 45-29. Redskins have only had about, 10, 11 field goals in this game. The free throw shooting has been remarkable. Here's a little give and go. Gerken lobs to the cutter, Lindsey May, and she lost it out of bounds. And now, the home team really frustrated, Chuck.
Yeah, they're struggling. They've turned the ball over a little bit here in the second half and just fouling way too much.
Pressure backcourt by Liberty Benton. 3:12 to go in the game. Heitkamp on the go. Speeds up the floor. Breaks contain. And she's in the half court. Fort Loramie sets it up, leading by 16. Left side pass to Heitkamp. Looks down low for Victoria Mesher, can't find her, goes to Summer Hoying at the stripe. Right side pass, Mesher. Mesher on the bounce, 2:50 to go in the game. Fort Loramie's biggest advantage, 16 big ones. Baseline left, open player, Mesher, no good. Oh, what a rebound! Ariel Heitkamp, you talk about being Johnny on the spot. Ariel Heitkamp with a marvelous rebound shot. Liberty Benton powers a pass inside to May. Up and good, and she's fouled on the back. 2:33 to go. Fort Loramie up 47-31. It was 47-29 seconds ago on the rebound shot by Heitkamp. And now an opportunity for a three-point play for Lindsay May of Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie up 16, was up 18. Redskins have gotten contributions from everyone. You talk about a super team effort. Redskins up by 15 points. A couple more good possessions. They'll put the exclamation point on this one. Dribbling up the floor, out of control, is Fort Loramie's Victoria Mesher. She's saved by Liberty Benton, which collides with her from the backside. Foul goes against Elise Hooper, who's checked in for Liberty Benton. Free throw by Victoria Mesher. What can you say? It's good again.
Victoria's got 19.
19 for Victoria Mesher. She has sparkled here today. All the Redskins have dazzled. Great performances. Second shot missed. Only the third miscue from the stripe before Fort Loramie. Long pass, Liberty Benton down the floor. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Then a tie-up results. Head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout.
Oh,
with a couple minutes to go. There is no jump ball. Alert play by Fort Loramie. Timeout credited. Redskins possession when we return. Under two to play in the game. 16-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here come the Redskins in the half court. Under 2 minutes to play, fourth quarter. 48-32 Fort Loramie, which did lead by 18 a moment ago at 47-29. Splendid all-around performance from everybody on the squad here today, playing without Avery Brandewey and Carissa Meyer both. Carissa injured her ankle yesterday. Avery's is healing. Could be back next week. 90 seconds to go in the game. Liberty Benton over the limit on fouls. Here's a tipped ball in the half court of Fort Loramie. It rolls into the back court. It was batted on the play, but Liberty Benton should not have been over and back, but the ball is given to the Eagles. That was a mistake.
Yes.
A clear-cut blunder by the referee. It was not over and back. It was batted by Liberty Benton to the other side of the line. Nonetheless, Eagles ball down to 16, though. Ball lobbed low on the left to May. May with a step to the left might have walked. There's contact. Foul against Fort Loramie. Two shots coming for Lindsay May of Liberty Benton, 5'11 junior. Chose the stripe. We're down to a minute 25 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1-2 dribbles by May. It is rolling around and dancing in. 48-33. Fort Loramie leads for the last 5 points scored here by Liberty Benton. May's next shot, short, off to the right. Rebound corralled by Mesher. There's a long pass down the floor to Albers. Airmails one to Hoing. Hoing leaks out in front. She's got it and scores. 50-33, that'll do it. Redskins up by 17. 65 seconds to go in the game. Gerken almost tried to step back 40-footer. Goes to the elbow on the left. Backpedals, air balls a three. Rebound deflected out of bounds, side of the floor. It is off Liberty Benton. Redskins possession, 50-33 lead. A convincing triumph here today over D2 powerhouse Findlay Liberty Benton. How many ports, Chuck, how many on the day for Gerken of Liberty Benton?
She has 16.
16.
She has four threes.
But 16 is
about half.
Yep, 14 below her per game average. She came in with a 31-pointer and a 30-point game to her credit, averaging 30.5. Redskins have bottled her up, held her to 16. She's got 16 of Liberty Benton's 33. Fort Loramie, a splendid performance. The cutting and passing really sharp. Free throw shooting out of this world. Fort Loramie working the ball around against the man-to-man. That's going to do it. Liberty Benton's not going to foul. Redskins crowd below us on their feet. Here's Albers 40 feet away. Under 10 remaining. Fort Loramie 50. Liberty Benton 33. Dribbling. It's Jaden Rose. Here is the buzzer. It's over. Fort Loramie on the road with a phenomenal win at Findlay Liberty Benton, 50-33. Redskins were dynamite here today, and without Avery Brandewee and Carissa Meyer, put on a show and take it on the road and knock off Division II Findlay Liberty Benton and hand the Eagles their first loss. Fort Loramie beat them last year at home, 51-46. And knock off Liberty Benton here today, 50-33. We'll return in a few minutes with more from Liberty Benton High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2888. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Oh, a terrific triumph here today by the Fort Loramie girls, who thump Findlay Liberty Benton easily, pulling away to take it by 17, 50-33, after leading by as many as 18 points with just under three to play in this game. Fort Loramie in every single phase of play was excellent, clearly outplaying Findlay Liberty Benton. Chuck will detail Fort Loramie's outstanding game here this afternoon in just a minute. I'd like to remind you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Plus, save on DeWalt power tools. Also, save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware, where we make buying hardware easy. Wow, what a game, Chuck, by Fort Loramie. Every which way, handling the basketball, floor play, outstanding. The rebounding, tenacious, great hustle. Free throw shooting, what a clinic. It's a shame the National Basketball Association could not be here to take part and view this clinic exhibited by the Fort Loramie girls at the free throw line.
Well, maybe we can send the tape to the NBA. But this to me was the best team that Loramie's faced so far.
Yep.
And by far, Loramie's best game of the year. And yep. Maybe they just needed to go on the road to have a game like this.
Maybe. Yep. Just an outstanding performance. I know we've got to insert a few more spots from our key underwriters. I'd like to remind you once again, Fort Loramie basketball brought to you each and every Fort Loramie game that we cover for the Redskins here on Scores Broadcast by Geyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and by Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Back with more. We'll look at the scoring on this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Hello once again from Findlay Liberty Benton as we close out our presentation here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie victorious, 50-33. Fabulous game. I've run out of adjectives, Chuck. What impressed me, I think, most about Fort Loramie was the chemistry, the synergy. It was close. It was tight. The cutting, passing, very good. Just a terrific team performance by the Fort Loramie girls, who were shorthanded. No Avery Brandewey, no Carissa Meyer, and the Redskins wipe out Findlay Liberty Benton, a D2 powerhouse. Final score, 50-33. This score is going to shock everyone around the state, just as that score way back Friday last week, 36-33, Miami East over Fort Loramie, shocked everybody. But Redskins on the road, brilliant here today. I'm sure head coach Carla Siegel is mighty proud.
Well, she has to be happy. I mean, for one thing, they only turned the ball six times. That was a real struggle for them in their first two games.
Yep.
And tonight, I mean, this afternoon, just took care of the basketball very well.
Yep.
I was impressed. I thought, and we're going to get to her, but I thought Jaden Rose had her best game that I've seen her play in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So she was terrific today.
I'd agree. The defense on Lauren Gerken, it was very, very good. She finally got to double digits. I think early third quarter wound up with 16, averaging 30.5 in two games this year, 23.5 over her career. Fort Loramie obviously mindful of her, spied on her, jumped two players at her, and she was forcing shots from 30, 32, 35 feet throughout the game, and Fort Loramie frustrated her and the whole Eagles outfit.
Well, two things about that. One is that Liberty Benton, way too many silly fouls. They put Loramie to the free throw line 25 times in this game. And on the other side, Gerken at 6'1", I know they got some other size in there, but you got Mesher who's scoring, doing the bulk of the scoring for Loramie, and she's guarding Gerken. They never went inside to her. They never put her on the block. Uh-huh. Never let her catch the ball and try to make a move. She just liked to spend her time around the arc shooting threes. She's a terrific basketball player, but I think it would have behooved them to move her inside today.
Yeah, good point. Gerken tried to do just about all of her damage on the perimeter. We'll take a commercial break again and then wrap things up for good from here at Liberty Benton as we try to stretch out this victorious coverage of Fort Loramie girls basketball here today. Redskins win by 17 at Liberty Benton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And you should begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. WiseBridge Wealth Management. 937-518-1776, WiseBridge.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, Chuck, there were too many stars in this game. Everybody for Fort Loramie, a terrific team effort.
Yeah, they handled the basketball well. They shot free throws 88%, and then that's good. When you shoot 25 of them, that's outstanding.
That means they made 22, right?
That's exactly what they did. 50 points for the game offensively. Played good defense, 33 points. They out-rebounded Liberty Benton 26-24, 10-7 on the offensive boards. Kind of surprising there a little bit. 12 turnovers for the Eagles. Loramie only turned it six times. They were 7 of 12 from the free throw line. The Eagles individual scoring, Lauren Gerken had 16, and then Cora DeHart had 8. She's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for the Eagles. Cora DeHart, a 6'2 freshman. And for Fort Loramie, they were led by Victoria Mesher with 19. Jaden Rose had 12. They got 6 from Summer Hoeing, 6 from Alex Rose, 4 from Skylar Albers. Terrific game for the as a team. And Clancy's players of the game for the Redskins, Victoria Mesher and Jaden Rose.
Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose, stars of the game for Fort Loramie, Cora DeHart for Findlay Liberty Benton. Clancy's is our post-game sponsor, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Fort Loramie girls win by 17 over Findlay Liberty Benton here today. Fort Loramie advances to 2-1 on the young season. Don't forget, we'll cover Fort Loramie next Saturday, 1 week from today, if memory serves me right, on the road the next two Saturdays, I think at Versailles and at Minster, the next two Saturdays, if my memory serves me right. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We will have our upcoming schedule for you there in detail. Considering covering the Sydney boys on Thursday night, a schedule switch has caused Xenia to host Sydney on Thursday night this week, not Friday. A girls-boys doubleheader at Xenia on Thursday night. We'll cover the boys game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime about 10 to 7 down the road in a couple of Saturday afternoons. We will follow the Sydney girls on the road at Tip and at Vandalia Butler. Shelby County League boys play next Friday night. I think it's Fort Loramie Bodkins. We feature on the road at the Trojans Gym. That's our coverage schedule. Thanks for our online listeners who were with us all day this afternoon on Scores Broadcast. A lot of fouling by Liberty Benton. The game dragged on, and Fort Loramie made Liberty Benton pay for those fouls. Redskins sink 22, I should say, of 25 at the free throw line and pull away to win by 17. Thanks to you, our online listeners. Thanks to our whole host of sponsors, which make the broadcast possible and don't require you listeners to pay 1 cent. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Findlay Liberty Benton High School. Final score, Redskins were outstanding. Fort Loramie 50, Liberty Benton 33.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GaffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.